أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Baby Fatima was created by Allah to be a perfect example of a human being for us to follow. She was noble, kind, generous, and always truthful. She was also known by other names like Batul, Insia, Azra, Tahira, Tayyiba, Radia, Umm Abiha, and Zahra. Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam was the only daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and Hazrat Khadija alayhi salam. He used to say, Fatima is a part of me. She was the wife of our first Imam. She had four children, two sons, Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and two daughters, Hazrat Zainab and Hazrat Kulsum. Bibi Fatima was an excellent daughter, a wonderful wife, and a loving mother. She is the leader of all the women in the universe and the lady of paradise. She was extremely intelligent, learned, gentle, generous, pious, beautiful, pure, and free from every fault. The Prophet Muhammad called her Umm Abiha, the mother of her father. Through her words and actions, she has shown us how to live as a true Muslim, following the laws of Islam. The daughter of the Prophet was always generous. No one turned away empty-handed from her door. The very next day of her wedding, she gave away her new dress to a beggar at her door and kept the old one for herself. When another poor man who had come asking for food arrived at the masjid, the Holy Prophet sent him with his companion Ammar bin Yasir to the house of Bibi Fatima alayhi salam. She had no food to give him, but gave away her necklace to be sold so that his needs could be met. One day, she gave her veil, her chadar, to be kept as surety at a pawn shop so that money could be brought to buy food for a poor man. Once, when Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam were ill, the Prophet advised her to make a vow to fast for 3 days. When they were better, all the family, including Bibi Fizza, fasted. Just after sunset, when it was time to break the fast and eat, there was someone at the door. "I am needy. O family of Muhammad, help me." Imam Ali, Hazrat Fatima, Imam Hassan, Hussein, and Bibi Fizza all gave up their share to the needy man and had nothing but water that night. The next day, they spent the day fasting, and as they were ready to break their fast, there was a voice at the door. "Help me, I am an orphan and need food." Again, all of them gave their food to the orphan, staying hungry for the second night. On the third day of the fast, as they were ready to eat, a captive called out, "Help, I am hungry." For the third time, the family of Prophet Muhammad gave away all they had. Allah praised their actions and promised them reward in the highest heaven. Following her example, we must help others and be generous. Those who are in need, the orphans and the poor, should be helped for the sake of Allah. Bibi Fatima has shown us that she was ready to give whatever she had to help others. Following her example, we should be ready to help others and share what Allah has given us. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for his last Hajj, and after returning to Medina, the Prophet fell ill. His daughter Hazrat Fatima did not want to leave his side. He hugged her and called Imam Ali to his side. He kissed Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. He told Bibi Fatima alayhi salam he would be leaving her soon. She started to cry. He whispered something in her ear and she smiled. "You will be the first to join me." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lay with his cheek on Imam Ali's shoulder. Imam Hassan and Hussein were kissing his feet. Hazrat Zainab and Hazrat Kulsum stood crying, and Hazrat Fatima wept. The Prophet's soul departed towards Almighty Allah. Hazrat Fatima lost her great father. With his death, she felt sadness and pain. Bibi Fatima felt very sad. She missed her father very much. Now she saw that her property of Fidak was taken away from her. She was asked to find witnesses. She stood up to defend her right. With a group of women, she went to the masjid and delivered a speech protesting against the rulers in Medina. She explained that the arguments that were made against her were false. Bibi Fatma alayhi salam quoted from ayats of the Quran to show that she had every right to inherit from her father, the Holy Prophet Muhammad. She reminded them to fear Allah and added, "O people, be informed that I am Fatma and my father is Muhammad." She was sad that though they had the means and the power, they did not help. She said, "The call reaches you, but you do not answer. The cry comes to you, but you do not come to help." She reminded them to fear Allah and to follow the Quran, which they had ignored. Allah is watching, and soon the unjust will be punished. She ended the speech, warning them of severe punishment. So act, and so will we, and wait, and so shall we wait. Firdaq was not returned to Bibi Fatma, though they realized that she was speaking the truth. Bibi Fatma alayhi salam has shown us that we must protest when rights of the Imam of the time are denied. We can't stay silent over injustice, and we should always speak up against falsehood.